WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Bryan man accused of two armed robberies 2 weeks ago was arrested following a standoff of more than 3 hours.
The Bryan Police Department's emergency response and crisis negotiation teams were sent to a home on Denise Street, south of the city cemetery, Saturday during the midnight hour. That home and two others were evacuated during talks that led to the surrender of 23-year-old Peter Olson. Olson's accused of armed robberies at the Auto Partners Insurance Office and Pepe's restaurant, then firing a gun at witnesses near the restaurant. Olson's in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling $575,000. That includes a hold from the West Texas town of La Mesa, where he's wanted on a harassment charge while at the Dawson County Jail. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A former office manager of a Bryan medical practice has started serving time in the Brazos County Jail. 48-year-old Brenda Hobson of Willis was given 2 weeks to get her affairs in order over the objections of the district attorney's office. According to online jail records, Willis was booked last Thursday to start 6 months of what's called shock probation. The judge will decide after that if Willis will do any more time for stealing $250,000 over a three-year period from Brazos Valley Periodontics. According to the DA's office, Hobson has repaid $150,000 and is scheduled to finish the restitution in April. A College Station man caught a second time for possessing hundreds of pictures of child pornography is returning to prison. 62-year-old James Daves Peterson has served 6 months before being placed on probation when he was arrested last June. After failing a lie detector test, Peterson took his probation officer and College Station police to a storage unit. Authorities found 471 photos of children ranging in age from infant to 12 years old. Peterson was ordered to serve a total of 3 years for a total of 20 criminal counts. The College Station City Council has taken the next step towards eventually starting construction on extending Deacon west of Welburn with a new railroad crossing. Blanche Brick asked City Engineer Donald Harmon about spending $171,000 on a pre-designed report.
We will get a survey along with several different geotechnical study, traffic report, a warrant analysis for a signal. All of that preliminary information will come in to help us refine the scope of services for the consultant in order to reduce that uncertainty and get a clear picture of the work required and their associated fee.
So help us do it, get a better design contract.
Exactly, yes, ma'am.
It will take another 2 years before the Deacon extension is completed. The project also includes closing the railroad crossing at Kane Road. The Bryan TxDOT District Office reports construction starts today on rebuilding Highway 21 west of Bryan from the Highway 47 exit to the railroad underpass. That work is supposed to be finished in May. And tonight begins nighttime lane closures on the freeway northbound between the Emerald Parkway and Southwest Parkway exits. Repaving is supposed to take place through Friday morning. Thursday's come-and-go meeting is from 4:30 until 6:30 in the Gilcrest Building. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 46 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Wind advisory in effect from mid-morning through 6 p.m. this evening. Sunshine and becoming windy today with high temperatures of 55 to near 60 degrees. Clear skies are forecast through the overnight. Lows will be 30 to 35. Sunshine tomorrow. Highs close to 60. Tomorrow night it's clear with a low around 40. High pressure in control through Wednesday. Abundant sun Wednesday, a high of 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the Aggies shining brightly at the Super Bowl yesterday. That plus A&M basketball over the weekend and more in sports about 6:50.
And Charlie Sheen is concerned about Johnny Manziel.
Yes, I saw that.
What good does that do?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, say, hey, welcome back.
Hey.
What's your name?
Thanks for holding down the fort.
Patrick.
Yeah.
Happy to be back, are you?
Yeah.
That was underwhelming.
No, I am.
Yeah, really.
I really am happy to be back.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing about a cruise is you have that uncontrolled access to more food than you could ever imagine, right?
Which I didn't eat too much of.
Yeah, that's good.
It was good food.
Well, that and uncontrolled access to people who could get sick was something that'll make you sick.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I actually had to turn around a little bit for a medical emergency. Brought the Coast Guard out and everything.
What?
Yeah, I know. I didn't
what?
Know that. Apparently it happens more frequently than you might guess.
Yeah, you're sounding like you got a little something.
Me? No.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay, you just...
Probably just not talking for
okay.
7 days.
Yeah, just it's a little bit quiet, you know, lower. Okay,
between that and being rested.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what it is.
A medical emergency.
Yeah, yeah. We were just past Key West, turned around, and went back about 4 hours and then had to make it back up. But only put us into port an hour later, so they must have built in some
Well, do we
extra
know what
time.
The medical emergency...
81-year-old man.
Wow.
A heart attack on the deck.
Wow. It
brought out the paddles, and he was alive when they took him back to shore, so that was good news. Good job on the crew.
Yeah, okay, all right. So anyway, so welcome back.
Thank you.
A 12-year-old Indian girl with an ear irritation that baffled doctors until they found an entire ant's nest inside her head.
Knew it.
Yeah, I hate bugs in the brain. Yeah, because it happens so often. Doctors have so far extracted 1,000 ants.
No!
How? I don't know.
Oh, God.
But they don't know how they continue to make new ants in there.
Well, they got to get the queen.
12-year-old girl noticed ants crawling out of her ear, which I guess you would notice that, at school around 10 a day. Doctors can find no abnormality in her ears. She doesn't experience any kind of discomfort, despite the fact that ants are biting her. And no damage has been found to her eardrums. There ain't a lot of space there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm thinking, has someone checked under her pillow?
Yeah, they've tried to suffocate the ants with drops. They don't believe that the ants are laying eggs inside the ear as doctors have spotted a queen inside.
Okay. No more. We're good. Thank you. I've had enough.
Wow.
And these aren't small either.
No?
These are giant ants.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You win.
Information.
Uncle.
I think my earphones are getting a little tight.
Yeah.
I call Pine Tree or whatever I need to just to quit thinking about that. Can I do that? Yeah.
Oh. Anyone got a Q-tip?
Yeah.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
It's 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go with Feb 8. It's a Monday. It's day 39. We got 327 to go. It is kite flying day, and we got the weather for it.
Good day.
I don't know at what point they decide that they're going to kick in the wind advisory deal, but we do have a red flag warning going on.
And it is flat getting after it.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to have gusts up to 35 miles an hour by the sometime today. So just telling you, don't throw that cigarette out the window.
Mm-mm.
Not a thing to do. It's laugh and get rich day. How does that work? Can we do that? I'll play. I'll play.
We laugh and get fed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's opera day.
Uh-huh.
It's a clean out your computer day.
Buy a new hard drive day. That's
so now, were you away from a computer for how long?
7 days.
How many emails did you have?
700.
Okay, there you go. How much spam?
The other 300, so about 1,000.
Oh, 1,000 overall.
Total.
Okay, okay, there you go. It's English Toffee Day. Which is pretty good.
Stop.
Yeah, it is. It's Shrove Monday.
No clue.
All right. And it's love makes the world go round, but laughter keeps us going day. And keep from getting giddy week. I don't know. And Jell-O week.
Jell-O gets a whole week.
It's a good week. Horse hooves. Horse hooves.
Oh, yes, yes. Gelatin.
Just think about that. Yeah, that's used to be.
I thought it was pig.
No, it's horse hooves.
Okay.
They did that.
No, I think it's like cow skin or something.
Yeah, that too. Cow anyway, bones. Just think about that. It's Jell-O. Yeah, you think it's good when you put the bananas in it and make it the mold, but no, it's not.
Ambrosia salad.
Yeah, birthdays.
Bethany Hamilton, the girl that got attacked and is still surfing by a shark, is 26 years old. Liam McIntyre is 34. He's the new Spartacus in Stars, the Stars series. Yeah. Don Oliveri's 35 years old from The House of Lies. Seth Green, 42, Cartoon Network and several other things like Austin Powers movies. Kimbo Slice, was Kimbo Slice, MMA fighter.
Oh.
42 years
That's
old.
His real name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's 40.
Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo Slice. Okay. Yeah.
I can back Kevin up. It's a real guy.
I'm sure, but that's okay.
The Big Show, Paul Wright from the WWE is 44. 70 Courtney is 46. That's Flo from the Progressive commercials.
Mm-hmm. She's doing well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mary McCormick is 47 from In Played Sight. Vince Neil, Motley Crue, 55. John Grisham, he's written some.
He has sold some. Yeah. Writing doesn't matter. Selling does, and he has, yeah.
He's 61 today. Mary Steenburgen is 63.
Married to Ted Danson.
Yep. Yeah. Creed Bratton.
Creed.
Yep.
Who was in The Grassroots.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's 73 years old. He's also on The Office.
Yeah.
Nick Nolte, 75. Ted Koppel.
Nick Nolte. I mean, when you say Nick Nolte, have you got a movie in mind? Because, I mean, most, you know, we got the great DUI picture of him.
Yeah.
Which is one of the great mugshots of all time. He does look disheveled in there. But, I mean,
yeah.
He has done really a lot of movies.
Oh,
a lot of different movies. You ever seen Prince of Tides? That's a pretty amazing movie that he's in.
48 Hours was the first
48 one. Hours, yeah.
That's the first one for me, too.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. And he just finished doing one last year about two old guys out in the woods, I think. May have been called In the Woods. I'm not sure. But
yeah.
Anyway, he's done some stuff. All right.
He's 75 years old. Ted Koppel and his hair. Well, most of his hair anyway, 76. And the guy that wrote Star Wars, Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, E.T., Close Encounters, Jaws, Superman, Jurassic Park, Schindler's List, NBC Nightly News, and Memoirs of a Geisha.
And conductor of the Boston Pops, in addition.
John Williams, who's done some stuff, is 84.
Well, raise that baton. Here we go.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to a key witness for November's Paris terror attacks, the ringleader behind the deadly killing spree bragged that he made it into Europe with dozens upon dozens of other ISIS militants through the refugee system. Fox News reports that about 60 operatives, quote, entered the European Union by sea, land, through Greece, Bulgaria, Romania. The operatives traveled from Syria through Turkey to reach the EU borders and then spread to various countries, including France and Germany and Spain and the UK. Now, just last week, an ISIS terror plot was thwarted in Germany, prompting the head of Germany's intelligence agency to admit that many terrorists, quote, have slipped in, camouflaged, or disguised as refugees. You think the president might learn from Europe's stupid mistakes? No.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk.
Hey, none of your friends are going to tell you, so I will. Your blinds, they look horrible. They look terrible. Now, your home is your showcase to the world. Have some respect for yourself and just go to blinds.com today. Now, blinds.com crushes big box store pricing, and you'll get free professional design consultation, free samples, and they'll also hold your hand through the entire process from measuring to installation for free. You can't screw this up. And right now, you get 20% off site-wide with the promo code Hannity. Go to blinds.com, put in my name, Hannity. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
So, you know, the weather has been so strange, so weird, but one thing continues no matter what the temperatures are, and that is critters outside wanting to get in where you are. Now, cooler weather usually means that there are, I don't know, rodents, mice, rats, squirrels, raccoons. They are looking for shelter. They seek the best possible environment they can find, and sometimes that is inside your house or inside a building on your property. No matter what, no matter what you've got crawling around in your attic or in your walls, whatever it happens to be, you don't want to think about it. You just want to get it taken care of. And ABC Home and Commercial Services can do that for you. When it comes to rodents, for instance, they've created a rodent control plan to eliminate them. And all it takes is one phone call, and ABC will send a trained specialist out to your home, have a look, and develop a plan that is just right for you. They'll close all those openings where they come in, catch whatever might already be in your house, and best of all, every ABC Home and Commercial Services specialist undergoes a comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with the ABC team on your property. Bobby Jenkins, class of 81 at A&M, he'll be glad to line up that situation for you no matter what your problem happens to be. They've got a solution for you. You can reach them at 361-0500 or abchomeandcommercial.com. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
This is Mayor Nancy Berry with over 30 years of governmental, nonprofit, and private sector leadership in our community. I'm excited about the chance to serve as your county commissioner. I will bring my record of leadership, fiscal responsibility, and strong commitment to our community. Vote Nancy Berry for County Commissioner Precinct 3 in the Republican primary during early voting February 16th through the 26th or Election Day, March 1st.
Political ad paid for by the Nancy Berry campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. 8 years after the financial meltdown, financial companies are feeling more comfortable promoting their products and services. Six advertised during the Super Bowl last night, including SunTrust Banks, PayPal, Quicken Loans, Intuit Brand, and Intuit's TurboTax and Social Finance Incorporated. Most promoted optimistic messages about money. TurboTax, for instance, enlisted Anthony Hopkins to get out the message that you can file your taxes for free with TurboTax. Ford plans to build a new assembly plant in Mexico and sharply increase Mexican factory output, representing the latest shift of investment abroad by a Detroit automaker after the signing of a costly labor deal. The automaker plans to add 500,000 units of capacity starting in 2018, according to today's Wall Street Journal, more than double what it built last year. Crude oil down 74 cents at $30.15 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures pointing to a sharply lower open again this morning. That's Your Money Now.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift that costs less than roses and lasts forever. Name a star after someone you love. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and tell that special someone how much you care. For $54, we will send a beautiful personalized gift, and the new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Make it a Valentine's Day you will treasure forever. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of a star.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Cool. News Talk 1620 WTEW. It's 6:24. There's a football game last night. I don't know if you heard about that. Yes, the Super Bowl. Yeah, we'll be talking about that later. In the meantime, residents in Minerva Park, Ohio, are on the lookout for a monkey that has apparently been on the loose since Thursday. Witnesses have reported seeing what appears to be a medium-sized howler monkey in Minerva Park. The Minerva Police Department posted an alert on their Facebook page warning residents that if they see the monkey, they should not approach a howler monkey. I don't know what a howler monkey is.
Make a lot of noise.
I guess that's probably what it is. How do you get loose? I'm just saying. and it's in Minerva, Ohio.
I don't know. I just saw Planet of the Apes, so I've got a good guess.
Whoa!
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to that, they have polyurethane concrete raising. They can repair driveways, patios, swimming pools, sidewalks by putting that polyurethane underneath. And it beats having to tear the stuff out and start all over again. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for more information. Red flag advisory today, high winds. We'll have a high temperature of about 60 degrees, but winds will be out of the north at 10 to 15 this morning, this afternoon up to 20 to 25, and gusting to 35 miles an hour by this afternoon. Tonight, clear skies, 34, and the winds will lay down a little bit tomorrow, but we'll still be up at about 5 to 15 miles an hour, high of 61. Boy, by Wednesday, we're looking at 67. Thursday, our high is going to be 75. Yeah, I know, February. Not bad at all. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 15 miles an hour. Our chill factor is 38. The air temperature right now is 44 degrees.
In order to get the most important tasks done, highly successful people do one thing the rest of us don't. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Too much to do and not enough time to do it. How do you solve that problem? One way is to start by understanding the concept of channel capacity.
Channel capacity, if you will, is just really the bandwidth that our brains have. And unfortunately, most everybody out there is overloading channel capacity, trying to do too much.
Jason Selk, author of the book, Organize Tomorrow Today.
It just so happens the magic number with us right now is 3, that human beings really only have the capacity to keep in working memory and focus at one time 3 things, and that's maximum.
So what do you do if you have more things than that to do? Jason says take it from some very highly successful people he works with.
Highly successful people never, Mike, and I mean never, get everything done in any one given day. But what they always do is get the most important things done each and every day to prioritize. I firmly believe it's the number one most undervalued, underrated skill of the highly successful, prioritizing.
And it isn't hard to do, says Jason, it's just you have to do it. But instead, we typically look at our list of things to do and say,
I'm going to check off a few of these easier ones. And I think that's where you see you've got people that are so busy, but not highly productive.
Tomorrow, how to get the important things done. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time approaching 6:30. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. In January of last year, the Brazos County Commission approved a deal with Union Pacific Railroad that will close crossings south of Welburn and extend Greens Prairie Trail to the west. The County Commission and College Station City Council recently approved a joint agreement that begins the process of establishing a quiet zone along the tracks from Greens Prairie Trail to Drake. City engineer Donald Harmon says the county will hire a consultant and the city will share the cost.
Drake was initially constructed
at the time to meet quiet zone requirements, and we are constructing, as part of that collaborative project, Greens Prairie Trail intersection to meet what we understand to be the requirements for a quiet zone. So this is actually to help us document and push through all the paperwork necessary to make that quiet zone a reality.
Harmon says the city is also taking into account future school construction in the area.
This is an area with increased school presence, and so we certainly have pedestrians in mind. And with the Greens Prairie Trail intersection, we are including, even though the county road will not have a pedestrian sidewalk, we, for the future development, we are installing them now with this agreement in place with Union Pacific.
Last April, the city annexed land that included the intersection of Welburn and Greens Prairie Trail. The TxDOT office in Bryan has one project starting today and a traffic advisory for a second starting tonight. Today is the first day of rebuilding Highway 21 west of Bryan from the railroad underpass to Highway 47. The project is expected to be completed in May. Nighttime repaving on the freeway northbound between the Emerald Parkway and Southwest Parkway exits starts tonight. Lane closures between 6:30 p.m. and 6:30 a.m. will continue through Friday morning. A Montgomery County woman sentenced 2 weeks ago for stealing $250,000 from her former employer is now in jail. According to online jail records, 48-year-old Brenda Hobson of Willis was booked last Thursday. That's after she was allowed to take time to get her affairs in order over the objections of the Brazos County District Attorney's Office. Willis was ordered to serve 180 days of what's called shock probation. That's after that, the trial judge will decide whether Hobson serves the remainder of a 10-year prison term, which was sought by prosecutors. Hobson pleaded guilty in June 2015 to taking cash, checks, and money orders from Brazos Valley Periodontics between 2009 and 2012. The DA's office says Hobson has repaid restitution of $150,000. Another $100,000 is scheduled to be paid in April. A total of $250,000 was the figure prosecutors say was reached in a settlement of a civil lawsuit against Hobson. Bryan police announced the arrest of a local man accused of two armed robberies that took place last month and for firing a gun at witnesses after one of the holdups.
23-year-old Peter Olson's one of the suspects in holdups at Pepe's Restaurant and the Auto Partners Insurance Office on January 22nd. According to police, Olson also fired a gun at a vehicle containing four people on Ellinger Street following the Pepe's robbery. Olson was taken into custody following a standoff of more than 3 hours at a home south of the Bryan City Cemetery. BPD officers saw Olson enter a home Saturday during the midnight hour in the 800 block of Denise. Police removed two adults and two children from the home, as well as evacuating residents from homes on both sides. Members of BPD's emergency response and crisis negotiation teams talked to Olson until 3:30 a.m. when he surrendered without incident. Olson's being held in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling $575,000. In addition to charges from the armed robberies and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, Olson was also arrested on a charge of harassment while he was an inmate at the Dawson County Jail located in the West Texas town of La Mesa. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Twice in less than 2 years, College Station police arrested a local man for drunk driving with two young children in his car. Due to those prior convictions for DWI and child endangerment, the second DWI resulted in a 3-year prison sentence for 28-year-old Byron Sick of College Station. He's been in jail since his arrest last August after a witness saw him drive off a residential street and later switch places with his wife. At the time of the second arrest, the children were 2 and 9 years old. Sick is also being held for immigration authorities. An Iola man reached a plea agreement with Brazos County prosecutors over using a credit card from a construction company office and a credit card number belonging to the victim's wife. 25-year-old Aaron Brewer was sentenced to 3 years in prison for making 18 credit card charges. He's been in jail since his arrest last October after he was caught pawning a drill he bought with a stolen credit card. According to online jail records, Brewer was also held on similar charges in Burleson County. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 46 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up.
Wait. What did you say?
What?
I thought you said 26 degrees.
I might have.
It's not 26.
No, okay. It's 46.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
That's all right.
More
okay.
News coming up at 7 or any time on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Political ad paid for by Timothy D'Alessandro for state representative.
America's facing a border crisis. Incumbent Kyle Casal disagrees. Here is Kyle Casal openly supporting amnesty for illegal aliens.
They're going to come over here. Some families want to stay and they want to work towards citizenship, and they ought to have that right. We need these folks to come over here. We do need these immigrants to come over and help us.
On March 1st, vote to deport Kyle Casal from office.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
It's 636, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder, 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or check into actionsportstx.com.
Mostly sunny and turning windy for today. The National Weather Service has a high wind advisory in effect from mid-morning through 6 p.m. Temperatures today 55 to 60. Clear and breezy into tonight, 30 to 35. We'll have sunshine and milder conditions tomorrow. Highs up around 60. Tomorrow night, it'll be clear with a low around 40. We'll have sunny weather Wednesday. Highs a range from 60 to 65 as we head through Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Hello?
I pushed the wrong button.
Okay.
Sorry about that. And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a minute, talking about Von Miller, the Broncos, and the connection between the Broncos and Aggieland, because there were a couple. And there were a couple really important ones. We'll have more on that and in basketball coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 13 minutes or so.
You know, by all accounts, Bob McNair is a pretty nice guy, the owner of the Texans. There are seven former Texan coaches who are associated with the Broncos now. I know. There's a whole lot of stuff that happens to make a team win, but let's see. Gary Kubiak's been there how long? 1 year? Yeah. Anyway. He used to coach at A&M, you know.
Stop giving away part of my story.
Oh, well, the people already know that. I don't think that's a mystery.
So coached anyway. There, played there, was an all SEC, all Southwest Conference player, as a matter of fact, in 82.
There you go. So, and he made the all clipboard team in the NFL, so I'm just saying. So Patrick, what did you disconnect completely?
I tried, but they had CNN, so I didn't.
You know, it's interesting, 100 million years ago, went down to this place called Cancun that most folks had not heard of,
mm-hmm.
and it was a pretty neat situation the first year. Went back the next year, and
Not the same.
Well, they had ESPN, and I'm watching the College World Series in Cancun. I'm just going, you know, that's not right.
It's not the point.
You're supposed to get away from all that foolishness. But
I don't think I did more than about 20 minutes a day. That's all I could say.
Well,
stand.
That's, you know.
That's all the news that's on a 24-hour
yeah,
cable news
yeah,
network anymore.
Yeah, it's really true. But I don't know. So, Kevin, did you watch any of the Republican debate thing on Saturday night?
No, I actually did not.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, really, I watched quite a bit of it, and it was pretty entertaining, which was kind
of
fun and different. And, of course, the Democrats are trying to start to get entertaining now with Bernie and stuff.
O'Malley's out.
Yeah, that kind of clears the field now, so those two can...
He was never really in.
No, that's true. But the Republican debate... I thought Marco Rubio really did pretty well, but nobody else did. I mean, he did repeat himself. That's exactly right. And the thing is, he should have obviously hurt himself and tried to at least at one point say, let me reiterate, before he mentioned the Obama cold and calculated thing.
But I don't know that robots are self-aware.
Now, see?
Not yet, anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, Christie kept going, you know, when he was talking about the bait. And again, syllable for syllable, Christie's the best. I mean,
we've had a president for 7 years who was a first-term United States senator who had never managed anything in his entire life, and our government is unraveling. We have the Russians in Ukraine and Crimea. We have Syria falling apart, Libya falling apart. We have our economy growing at 0.7%, and middle-class wages going backwards. We don't need another on-the-job training in the White House.
Oh, my goodness.
Bam.
Yeah.
More. Who do you want on that stage against Hillary Clinton? You want to see? Do Republicans want to see someone who can absolutely answer Secretary Clinton's every parry in a debate in September so that we actually win the presidency? Or do we want to see someone who will crumble?
Wow. More.
You know what the shame is, Marco? The shame is that you would actually criticize somebody for showing up to work, plowing the streets, getting the trains run back on time, when you've never been responsible for
Chris,
that in your entire life.
Okay.
He didn't want to go back. And the fact is, I went back, it got done, and here's
something. You didn't want to go back.
I went back. Oh, so wait a second. Is that one of the skills you get as a United States Senator, ESP also?
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. He bloodied his nose right there. He did. Yeah, and the thing is, if you just hear those three together, then it does sound like he had a terrible debate, but he really, really didn't. I mean, he really had, I thought a pretty good debate. John Kasich had those people just, I mean, they were ready to stand on the chairs and applaud him. And I don't know why.
Made that big impression, did he?
Well, yeah. Again, it's Kasich, and he's, he's an insider. Here's more.
Let everybody who's ever given a speech to any private group, under any circumstances, release them. We'll all release them at the same time.
Okay. That was Bernie Sanders said to Hillary, hey, you made $650,000 when you spoke to Goldman Sachs. Tell us what you said.
What's that about?
Yeah. She goes, I don't know. And somewhere, somehow, there seems to be apparently some underground movement to prop Joe Biden up and be ready to jump into the race.
Oh, you know that's going to happen.
Because I don't think Hillary will get indicted, even though it appears that she should. But I think they'll just tell her she has to go sit down. You know, you can't play. It's under this, you have this cloud over you. And talking to some people yesterday about the whole Bernie Sanders effect. And, you know, part of the deal is that there are so many young people out there who've been told that everybody's okay. You know, everybody is okay. We need to lift each other up. And so your downtrodden brothers and sisters need to be helped. And that's fine when you're 22. But when you're 32 and you got two kids, you're going, how the hell can I afford what I need when my taxes are taking care of lifting those people up? And I think right now they're just not seeing that. And I guess that's the Bernie effect, as best I can tell. Because who in their right mind wants to have a socialist as president of the United States?
Someone who doesn't understand what socialism entails.
Somebody that wants half of your stuff.
Yeah, and that's why 10 years down the road, they'll go, what made me think I wanted to do that? So we'll see what happens. I see, I've dragged this other soundbite here. We'll see what this is.
Let everybody who's ever given
Never mind.
Now, I know this is going to take time, and it's not going to be
easy. This is Hillary, who went to Flint, Michigan, because of the water thing. Now, I don't know who told her to do that. I don't know when the Michigan primary is, but it's not anytime soon. And some advisor said, let's get you over there so you can talk to these people and make them know that everything's going to be better, especially when you're president. So here she goes.
Now, I know this is going to take time, and it's not going to be easy. But repairing trust is as important as repairing pipes.
What?
We need to be able to lift each other up again. We have to trust each other, to count on each other, to truly be our brothers and our sisters' keepers.
Hey, Hillary, you trust me, but I don't know if I can trust you. You know what I'm saying? For Hillary Clinton to be talking about trust?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she gets in her G5 and flies back to where there's good water. Okay, I'm just saying.
Blah.
Yeah.
Blah.
Donald Trump doubling down on his assessment of his second place
finish.
When
is he not?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're exactly right. Yeah. Doubling down on his second place finish in the Iowa caucus. He was on CNN yesterday. He says, it wasn't a loss. I came in second. And I only came in second because of the fact that Ted Cruz took a lot of votes away from Ben Carson. That should not have been taken away. My second place finish, which was substantially second place, Marco wasn't that close. My second place finish, which again, I say was first place, but my second place finish had more votes than anybody in history of that whole thing's history, and that includes everybody other than Cruz.
All right. So, interestingly, Donald Trump was part of the last debate, but not the focus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not surprised, because what I've read of the transcripts and just summaries, he didn't say much of anything. He doesn't have much to say.
No. He doesn't bring solutions.
No.
He does not bring solutions. He touches on anger, and people like that. But does that mean that people have confidence in his solutions?
We don't know.
We haven't seen him. Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. We don't know. We haven't seen him. Oh, wait. We've got the official winner of the delegates in New Hampshire. So you got your calculator there so we can do this?
All right.
Okay. Hillary got 49.84%.
Okay.
Bernie got 49.59%. What's the difference?
Oh, the difference. Well, I used the
wrong. Oh, you're adding.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
yeah.
Wrong function. Okay.
Yeah, there's a margin of
error.
So it's
20.
All right,
point
so read
two
those numbers
five.
Again. Okay,
point
there
five.
You go.
That's how much she won by. 0.25% in Iowa to a socialist. I'm just saying.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, if Hillary really wanted to earn their trust in Flint, someone should have served her a glass of the local water and had her drink it.
Dang right, buddy.
Ooh. That's how you know journalism's dead.
Brought to you by the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring Grand Fondo to the Brazos Valley. Sunday, April 24th, join cyclists from across the state and bike through the scenic countryside of our community. To register, visit GrandFondoBCS.com. Individual, team, and family rides are available. Grand Fondo BCS is hosted by Atlas Group, and all proceeds support cancer services at CHI St. Joseph Health. Register now for Grand Fondo, April 24th in Bryan.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I can name that question in two words, three if you make me count my name. Neil, how far? And 98% of the time I'll win the prize. How far back can I trim my plant? And you insert the name of the plant. The height of indignities, pruning plants to fit spaces we have available for them. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's the second printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I can save you money on it. It's going to be $31.95, but for a limited time, I'll sell it to you at the price of the first printing. That's just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Order by calling 800-752-4769 or from neilsperry.com. Remember, it's not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Remember, for a limited time, second printing at the same price as the first printing, only $28.95 plus tax and postage. 800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. If I'm going to buy a puppy and if I live in a studio apartment, I'm probably going to ask some questions as to the dog's mature size. Funny, isn't it, then, that so few people do that when they're out buying plants? And that's exactly what brings us to today's most asked question. How far back can you whack? The problem all stems to genetics. A plant that is biologically programmed to grow 10 feet tall has no business being planted beneath a 3-foot window. But we do it. A tree that spreads 50 feet out from its trunk has no business being planted street side in the city. But we do it. And once in a while, we even plant a tree or a shrub that fails to grow tall or wide enough for the space we have available. While that's not visually appealing, at least it won't require repetitive shearing. Hand in hand with the failure to inquire about size is the assumption that fast growth is a virtue. If you plant fast-growing shrubs, odds are that they're going to zoom past the space you have available for them. You want a mature look to your landscape, yet you're trying to save dollars, so you plant a red-tipped photinia or another tall and cheap species. Now, granted, they look good in just a couple of years, but you have fits trying to keep them in bounds a little farther on down the road, maybe even keeping them alive. Width is also an issue. Our grandparents planted arborvitae on both sides of the front walk. They were beautiful for a while, but eventually they started to grow out over the sidewalk, and that's when the head shears came out and the arborvitaes were stripped bare. The sad part of it is that conifers like arborvitaes, junipers, and cypress don't send out new shoots when we cut back into their canopies. Denuded once is denuded for life. The beds that attend your house need to be appropriately sized. If you're landscaping a large house, especially a two-story house, 3-foot-wide beds will not be in scale with their surroundings. You'll want at least 6 or 7 feet of width, broadening out at the entry and corners to perhaps 10 or 15 feet. That will give you taller, accenting and tree-form shrubs and give them enough room to grow, provided, of course, that you set them 6 or 8 or 10 feet out from the house. Let's say you have a prefabricated bed that's only 3 or 4 feet wide, yet you want to conceal a wall or a fence to 6 or 8 feet tall. Don't plant a wide shrub there. Plant a vine or an espalier or a low shrub and then hang something decorative on the wall. You have to deal with the mature size of the plant. You have to know ahead of time and then plan accordingly. I'm Neil Sperry. Heroic and horrific plants will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. I guess Gig'em Broncos is in order. Denver defense forced 4 turnovers and leading the Broncos to their 3rd Super Bowl title, 24-10 over Carolina. In a game won by Denver's defense, it was only fitting the MVP of Super Bowl 50 was a defensive star from Aggieland. Linebacker and Aggie, Von Miller, earned Super Bowl MVP honors after forcing 2 fumbles and getting 2.5 sacks to help Denver beat Carolina.
I'm so proud of my guys. It's been every last one of the guys in the locker room that has got me to this moment right here. Could have gave up on me, but he kept pushing and kept being the type of guys that they are in the locker room. I'm very, very appreciative of them. Happy for Clady, happy for Ryan, happy for the O-line, I'm happy for Bronco Nation. We're going to celebrate this one all summer.
Aggie player on the All-Southwest Conference team in 82 and coach for running backs in 92, Gary Kubiak, was the head coach of the Super Bowl winners.
It's just amazing. That game was a lot like some of the other games we won this year. I mean, it was a great defense, a special defense. I'm running out of words for them. Special teams-wise, did a great job with the field position. You know, offensively, it was a battle all day long, but we just tried to hang in there and stay true to who we are, and we found a way to grind another one out.
The victory gives 39-year-old Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning a 2-2 lifetime record in Super Bowls and his 200th career victory, an NFL record. But will he be back next year?
I'm going to take some time, think about some things when that time comes, but right now I'm really going to enjoy tonight, celebrate with my friends and family and my teammates.
On out of the hardwood, where Enreal Howard hit the game-tying jumper with 5.2 seconds left in the fourth to cap a 13-point comeback and send the game into overtime, where number 12, Texas A&M, knocked off number 23, Tennessee, 76-71 in women's basketball. Here's Coach Gary Blair post-game.
Offensive boards kept us in the game when we were shooting as bad as we were shooting. The other thing, we've been averaging 17 turnovers in conference, which is way high. We had 9 turnovers. Against a very good defensive team.
Ladies return to action Thursday. They'll host former A&M assistant coach Vic Schaefer and the number 11 Mississippi State Bulldogs at 6. That game on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. On the guys' side, Sedarius Thornwell had 25 points and 9 assists. helping number 25 South Carolina upset number 8 Texas A&M 81-78. That game was played on Saturday. Daniel House and Alex Caruso had 16 points apiece for A&M, who's now 18-5 and 7-3 in the SEC. They've lost 2 of the last 3 and 3 of the last 4. Coach Billy Kennedy breaks down the loss.
I thought they were really good. You know, they're the best team we played that has come in here and played that well. And I have to watch the tape and see if part of it was we didn't defend them the right way. And then their zone in one stretch gave us some problems. But we had some turnovers that led to baskets when we had the lead. They were active, they were aggressive, and they seemed to be the fresher, more energetic team at times.
A&M hits the road for 2 games next week, facing Alabama in Tuscaloosa Wednesday before hitting the road to Baton Rouge to take on LSU on Saturday. The number 9 Texas A&M women's tennis team closed out the ITA National Team Indoor Championship with a 4-0 loss to number 14 Duke in the consolation round. The number 3 Texas A&M men's tennis team defended number 13 South Florida 4-3 and St. Edward's 7-0 at the Mitchell Tennis Center Sunday afternoon. With the win, the Aggies improved to 9-0. Dave Christensen, Texas A&M's offensive line coach and running game coordinator, will not return to the Aggie football program and coach in 2016. He was with A&M for only 1 year. Another pair of Aggie school records were broken on the second day of the Charlie Thompson Invitational at Texas A&M as they swept the team titles, and Lyndon Victor won the heptathlon with a school record score while Katie Willard set a new mark in the 800 meter. In golf, Hideki Matsuyama earned an unexpected victory in the Waste Management Phoenix Open on the 4th playoff hole when Ricky Fowler put 2 in the water. Harris English finished 3rd, 2 shots off the pace. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A new voice, new ideas, and a whole lot of energy is just what the Commissioner's Court needs. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, born and raised in Brazos County, graduate of Texas A&M University. As a 10-year business owner with years of volunteer service to the community, I have a great foundation to be a good commissioner. I am a conservative Republican because of my strong values of faith, family, and freedom. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Political ad paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Patrick Sevcek, Treasurer.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. Your salespeople answered all of our questions, and we love our beautiful new floors. The Aggieland Carpet One team was professional in every way, and it was a very positive experience. Your staff was patient and helpful. It seemed like a huge project to us, but your company made it so easy. Your company was very professional, no high-pressure tactics, just perfect.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
There's a crisis on our border, and State Representative John Rainey is part of the problem. Let's look at his record. Rainey sided with every Democrat in the House and voted against $92 million in border security funding. With radical Islamic terrorists seeking to infiltrate our southern border, John Rainey put Texas at risk. That's wrong. And it gets worse. He was one of only 3 Republicans who supported taxpayer funding for embryonic stem cell research, the destruction of human life. Rainey voted with liberals to weaken border security, increase his own pension, and defends the destruction of unborn life. John Rainey, he's part of the problem and way too liberal. There's a better choice. Conservative Jess Fields. Jess Fields is a true outsider. Jess Fields will fight for border security and work to end sanctuary cities. And Fields is a pro-life Christian conservative, endorsed by Texas Right to Life. Texas values, conservative leader. That's Jess Fields.
Political ad paid for by Jess Fields campaign.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with 2A radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. All right, got some wind out there, pretty serious wind, as a matter of fact, so you might kind of plan whatever you need to around that. High temperature today will probably be about 59 or so. Winds increasing up to 35 miles an hour this afternoon, so just be prepared for that. Tonight, down to 34 with winds out of the northwest. On Tuesday, look for sunny skies and a high around 61. Wednesday, it's 67. Get a load of this. Thursday.